I don't know if we have anybody who was down in Seattle earlier this morning who saw this fire, this boat fire at the boat storage facility on Lake Union. They're up to 42 boats burned there this morning. They have this thing under control now.
They said the flames were like 70 feet high.
It started around 2 o'clock this morning, and somehow, you're talking about 40-some-odd boats burning, and smoke that could be seen for miles. They were able to get this thing under control by 4:30 this morning, but they believe all these boats there, down there on the water, have been destroyed, and some of the footage is just, it's like out of the movies. There were 80 firefighters working that thing, and it's
pumping in water from the water boats and stuff, big arcing, streams of water.
Right. I mean, it was like, it's like if you're going to shoot a movie of this is the footage that you would, of course, it was in the dark, but still, I guess in some ways that made it even more spectacular. And I don't mean that obviously in a positive way, but.
I remember there was a big fire down on like North Lake Union a couple years ago where, they almost had to let it burn out because there was nothing they could really do about it other than just pump water on it and keep it from growing.
Here's the deputy fire chief talking to King 5 this morning.
A lot of challenges with this. So every boat has a gas tank, every boat has oil in it. They're made of fiberglass, and you can see that they're stacked like wood. So it's just ripe to get a big fire out of it.
And no word on the cause there, and more importantly, no injuries were reported. But again, this was a little earlier this morning, 2 o'clock when the fire reportedly broke out near the Seattle Ship Canal Bridge, and 42, they're saying they think about 42 boats were destroyed at the Seattle Boat Company where these things are being stored, and flames are just like shooting seven stories up in the air, but they've got it under control this morning.
Riley was working right across the ship canal from the fire. I guess you got a couple videos of it and pictures, too?
What'd you see, Riley?
I was working right across the street. I actually had to go back to our construction yard. It's right underneath the ship canal bridge on the south side of the ship canal. And I was driving out, and I saw it. So I pulled down there, and I actually called 911 because it was just starting, and strange, but I saw a guy running out of the fire towards the ship canal as it was starting, and I have a video of it actually, and and I have a picture of it at about 10 minutes later when it was huge. It was unbelievable. I could feel the heat on the other side of the ship canal.
And it went up like within 10 minutes, it was fully engaged.
Oh, it went up like a torch. It was unbelievable how fast it went up. But, in my video, you can hear some fuel tanks exploding and things like that. So, man, it was ugly. It was sad to watch.
What time was this when you called 911?
I called 911 about 9 minutes after 2.
Yeah, that's the time that they're reporting. So you may have been the first one to call 911 on this.
Yeah.
And again, no injuries were reported.
No, I don't think so. The thing that slowed the fire department down, in my video, you can see the fire department get there, and then they had to cut the gate to get in. So you can see the sparks get coming off the what I assume the gate. And it's like, oh, I'm like, holy cow. If they would have had that fire boat there, then they could have pulled right up to the dock and just
hosed her down.
Oh, yeah, hosed it down. But, hindsight's 20/20, and, how far away is that boat? Like, in a couple of minutes, it went from, you could see the frame of the building. It was a big boat shed where it stores, there's probably a couple hundred boats in there
stacked on top of each other and stuff. They probably use one of those big forklifts to kind of load them in there.
Yeah, just look like a bunch of shelves for boats. And it was sad. I thought, oh my goodness, there's there's so many people are losing their stuff right there. It was bad.
Thought to have been 42 boats destroyed this morning.
Oh, man. Oh, 42. Wow.
Right. Well, hold on, Riley. We'll give you our address, and we'll get that footage out there, if you don't mind, so people can can see that. So hang on there. Again, that was this morning. Riley said he was the one who called 911, or maybe the first one to call 911, around 2 o'clock this morning. And by 4:30, they did have it under control.
I wonder how much they have to defend against, like, homeless people or something like that, kind of. Because, you know, if they got boats in there that aren't getting used 9 months out of the year or something, and these things are basically floating houses and stuff, well, I wonder how much they have to fight against, like, people trying to just get on and squat on those boats or something. You know, like, you could be down there for months without people knowing.
Yeah, I would guess there would have to be some kind of security in there, if not around the clock, but yeah. Motion security and things like that. On that property. All right. Well, when we get that video, we'll post it up on the Brad and John Facebook page. Thank you, Riley. Brad and John at KISM.com.
More
Brad and John
KISM.